is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, you guys. It's Raven Hoquette here, and I want to welcome you guys back to the Supernaturally Paid podcast. I'm so excited for this episode, y'all, because we're going to be talking about how to overcome the spirit of poverty. And I feel like this is the million-dollar question, right? Because we see people struggling with the spirit of poverty at all stages of entrepreneurship. You see some people that struggle with the spirit of poverty in the very beginning of entrepreneurship because they're not making enough money. And then you see people struggle with the spirit of poverty when they get to a top level of entrepreneurship because they're so afraid of being poor again that they don't want to spend any money. They don't want to invest any money. They are so afraid to going back to that poverty level of where they were previously. So I'm excited about this episode because the spirit of poverty is something that I actually struggle with at various levels. I struggled with it at the beginning of my journey in entrepreneurship. And then I struggled with it even as I begin to grow as an entrepreneur and start to make more money. So I'm going to share with you guys in this episode three tips. I'm praying that these are just super easy for you guys to apply. That's going to help you overcome your fear of poverty. So tip number one is that you need to identify the roots of your spirit of poverty. Where is your spirit of poverty coming from? I know for me, one of the things that's so profound about having this Supernaturally Paid podcast and having this Supernaturally Paid brand and just helping entrepreneurs trust God more than they trust their bank account is that typically you would have never thought that this was something that God would call me to do because I grew up in poverty. Now, granted, I didn't grow up in poverty to the extent that we were like eating sugar sandwiches and didn't have no food and things like that. But I grew up where we had what we needed. We didn't necessarily have like what we wanted. And so y'all know my podcast team is Anchor Media. And I remember when I was talking to Tatum, who's the founder of Anchor Media, about coming up to Baltimore and just recording a podcast and things like that. And she specifically told me that she was interested in going to One Studio. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, I've never seen that space before. So I'm really excited to see it. Even though I'm from Baltimore, it's like a newer space that she mentioned. So then I get the email and she's like, hey, here's like the recording schedule and here's the location. And as soon as I saw the address, my heart just like literally like dropped for a second because I knew instantly what God was doing. Where we're recording this podcast is literally the neighborhood where the spirit of poverty was planted in me. I can remember coming home. I believe that we were coming home maybe from like my grandmother's house or something like that on the weekend. And I came home and literally all of my items were outside because we had gotten evicted. So mind you, I am like 6-7 years old. And even though I don't understand necessarily what an eviction means, all I know is that my mattress is on the floor. My toys are on the floor. My clothes are scattered everywhere outside. It's people walking past, you know, picking up our belongings. I guess like my parents had ended up paying the rent. And so there were guys off the street that were helping my dad like move all the furniture like back into the house. And number one, I knew at that young age that this was something that should not be happening. I was very like embarrassed. And I can remember just growing up after that and always having this mindset of I always have to make money. I always have to make a lot of money because I never want my stuff to be outside again. I never want to go through that traumatic experience of being, you know, evicted again and things like that. And it took me so long to overcome that spirit of poverty because I didn't even really know where it was even coming from. So it felt really great to come in here to this studio and to literally ride around. I rode in the front of our old apartment building and I took photos and everything like that. And I just was saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because I feel like once I really got to the root of it, it enabled me to more so like go to God and say, thank you for delivering me from this. Thank you for, you know, getting me out of this. Thank you for helping me overcome this. Thank you that this was not my final destination. So you have to know the root of it because you have to be able to speak to it. I didn't do anything to cause an eviction. You know what I'm saying? Like my parents, I mean, I'm not going to completely blame them. They had a lot of children at a very young age. They got married very young and all of that stuff. And so it was just a lot of basic financial literacy things that they did not know. So for me, instead of like looking at my story with this whole like hardship story of, oh my goodness, we've been evicted and, you know, da 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 da, I changed my narrative to look at that and say, because I experienced this, I'm passionate about speaking to entrepreneurs about how to create wealth. I'm passionate about investing in our son's accounts and things like that. I'm passionate about investing in the stock market. I'm passionate about growing my business and things like that. So I feel like when you know where the root of your spirit of poverty comes from, it's so much easier to break that spirit of poverty off of you. And then the second tip, you have to know which poverty mindset you have. That is so important because you have some people that have a poverty mindset where they operate from like a place of lack. They don't think that they'll ever grow their income. They don't think that they'll ever make any more money. They don't think that they're worthy of making more money. They're afraid to charge their worth. And then you have those other people that is at another level of business, entrepreneurship, 9-to-5s, whatever, you know, they might do for a living. And these people feel like, well, I'm a millionaire, but I'm scared to pay $200 for something. I'm scared to buy that bigger house. I'm scared to take my kids, you know, to dinner every Friday. So I think that you really have to identify where you are with that spirit of poverty, because how you break a spirit of poverty off of you when you don't have any money is completely different than how you break a spirit of poverty off of you when you actually do have a ton of money. I know for me, when I started to grow as a business owner and that spirit of poverty was on me, it was a spirit of poverty more so with like overspending, because I felt like I never want to look poor, you know, again. And not to say that like I look poor, like I was going to school with like ran down shoes on and things like that. But where you might see other people with like 10 pairs of shoes, I might have had only 2 pairs of shoes, right? So for me, it was like, oh, I need all the shoes. Oh, I need all of the bags. I need all the clothes. I'm talking about the guy from the shoe department in the Saks Fifth Avenue in New York had my number like on speed dial. Every time new items were coming in, he was calling me. And I didn't realize that this was the spirit of poverty, because I felt like I have money. Can't nothing be like a spirit of poverty on me? You know, I got this money. But little did I know the enemy was using my past to try to get me back into poverty, because he's basically making me overspend. So you got to know where you are in terms of the spirit of poverty to really know how to get it off of you. So for me, when I discovered that, that's when I immediately decided I'm not going to be a spender. I'm going to be an investor. Yes, I still am one of Jesus's fancy disciples. You know, I like my name brand stuff and things like that. But you can better believe that I'm investing more than I'm spending on what's in my closet. You can believe that our son has all his investment accounts set up and, you know, things like that. My husband and I are investing in our retirement. We're much more savvy when it comes to our finances. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. So the last tip when it comes to getting over the spirit of poverty, and this is really going to be the biggest one, y'all, you have to be able to see God's track record. Look back at his track record. Look at the people that God has literally taken from poverty. What is the difference between those people and you? Are they like different Christians than you? Do they read, you know, a different type of Bible, you know, than you read? You have access to the same word of God that they have access to. So you got to understand that God is undefeated. You got to understand that he can take you from the back of the line to the front of the line. You got to understand that he can call this little girl that only has 2 pairs of shoes, that's been evicted, that's living in this apartment that has been broken into, living in this apartment that, you know, it might have rodents in this apartment because of where it's at, living in this apartment that is not necessarily the safest environment, and growing up and seeing all of these things at an early age. But God literally said, I'm choosing her. I'm choosing her to talk about this. I'm marking her for wealth. I'm going to show her how to create wealth. I'm going to show her that she doesn't have to live in a place of lack. And you also got to consider what the Bible says about money. It literally tells us in Deuteronomy 8:18 that God has given us the power to create wealth. If it tells us that in Deuteronomy, how can we really sit out here and act like God just wants us to be poor? How can we sit out here and act like God wants us to not have any means to pay our bills when his word also says pay what you owe? Well, you need money to pay what you owe, right? It also says in his word that the borrower is a slave to the lender, right? So he obviously wants us to graduate to this place of we're not having to go and beg for money. We're not having to go and apply for credit and apply for loans and all of these things, but we are actually the lender. So for me, like the biggest breakthrough that I had with really overcoming the spirit of poverty is literally immersing myself in the word of God. Because every day when I wake up, if I'm filled up with the word of God and what God's word says about me and what his word says about who I am, the devil can't come in my ear and be telling me no lies. He can't tell me that I lack something when God's word told me that I lack nothing. He can't tell me that I need to be anxious about money when God told me in 1 Peter 5:7 that I can literally cast over all of my anxieties and all of my worries to him. He can't make me worry about how the mortgage, the rent, how all these things are going to be paid when God told me in Philippians that he would literally supply all of my needs. He can't tell me these things. He can't tell me that I won't continue to be a great entrepreneur and grow and have more people that I'm impacting and things like that. When God literally told me in Genesis that he would make my name great, he would make me into a great nation. You have to fill your spirit up with the word of God every single day. I always call it with my Increase 365 sisters, their spiritual hygiene, right? When you wake up every single day, it's an instinct. It's natural to say, let me go brush my teeth. Let me go wash my face. Let me go and get in the shower. Let me go and put on my deodorant. Let me go and put on my body butter, my lotion. Let me go and put on my makeup. Whatever your morning routine is, all of these things are natural. You've been doing it for so long that you could literally do it with your eyes closed. So if you wouldn't walk out and go to an event, go to work, go to your business without taking a shower, why would you want to do those things without showering yourself in the word of God? For me, I don't have room to allow the enemy because I know he's going to try to be slick. The word tells us that he lurks. He's a prowler. He tries to find whoever he can get. So best believe if you are not deep in your word of God, if you haven't already filled up your spirit, it's going to be easy for the enemy to come and attack you and remind you of all those bills. It's going to be easy for the enemy to make you feel less than when a bill collector calls you. It's going to be easy for the enemy to make you feel like you're not worthy of being a multimillionaire, even though God told you that wealth was your portion. It's going to be easy for the enemy to make you think that you're a failure as a parent and you're never going to be able to adequately provide for your children, even though God's word says that you'll be able to pass down an inheritance to your children's children. So I constantly feed myself with his word every single day. And this is what I need y'all to catch. This is something I'm doing every single day. I don't just go to no scripture and then I haven't been back there for a year. I don't just open my Bible once a month if I'm going through something. If my day is going good, if my life is, you know, going medium, because I don't like to say bad. If my life is going medium, I'm still going to be opening up my Bible and being in the word of God. So I hope that you guys are inspired by my story. I hope that these tips bless you. I hope that you understand that if God can call me and deliver me from the spirit of poverty, he can do those same exact things for you. But you need to trust him. You need to really open your heart to him. You need to get to know him. You need to literally diligently seek him. Like it says in the word of God, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And you just need to believe it. I always say that it's so many Christians that are Christians, but they're not actually believers. I'm amazed at how many people believe certain things of what God can do. We believe that God can heal us. We believe that God can save us. But we don't believe that he can make us multimillionaires because we're so in this worldly mindset of let me check my bank account and see what my bank account says that I have. Let me see what they say that my limit is. I'm a member of the Bank of Heaven. There is no overdraft. There is no running out. There is no, you don't qualify for a loan. There is no, you're not worthy of this. There's no, your credit score is not high enough. There is no, you haven't been banking with us long enough. I am God's daughter. I am literally an heir. I'm a member of the Bank of Heaven. It's something that I always say. So I believe every single day that my cup runneth over. I believe every single day that overflow is my portion. And I speak that over myself in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you guys would just start to implement that into your lives as well. And I'm just excited and grateful to God in advance for delivering y'all from the spirit of poverty, because I know that if he delivered me, he can deliver you guys as well. So that's it, you guys. This concludes another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. I will see y'all in the next episode. I cannot wait. Make sure you stay tuned. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.